and he couldn't remember that.
The boy's eyes drifted up to the lady's name badge. Nurse Meese, Lord Funt Hospital.
That is a bump. A big bump. A very big bump. Now, does this hurt?
She said as she poked the boy hard on his head with her finger.
Ow!
He screamed, so loudly it echoed along the corridor.
Some slight pain, muttered the nurse. Now let me just get the doctor.
Doctor!
The curtain was whisked across and then back.
I did not mean to write a book initially. I am an engineer, not a writer, and I must apologize if my articulation lacks the professionalism of a skillful writer. However, as I delved deeper into the concepts and ideas presented in this book, I realized their powerful potential for positive change in individuals and society.
The discovery. Night Detective Inspector Nathan Sadler pulled back the entrance to the tent.
"The ice cow, sir,"
he mocked. Sadler was in his early 30s, athletic and totally in love with himself. Single, with a reputation for eyeing up the young female police constables that came in and out of Newport Police HQ. He looked down at the woman's body.
"Smart-looking piece, you know, for her age."
Fagin flattened what thinking in chorus means, for I must confess that I don't.
"Better say nothing at all. Language is worth £1,000 a word."
"I shall dream about £1,000 tonight. I know I shall," thought Alice. All this time the guard was looking at her, first through a telescope, then through a microscope, and then through an opera glass. At last he said,
"You're travelling the wrong way,"
and shut up the window and went away. "So young a child," said the gentleman sitting opposite to her. He was dressed in white paper. "Ought to know which way she's going, even if she doesn't know her own name."